Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. As I said, it's quarter number three, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I know we all had high expectations for heading out to the blue-white game in a few weeks. As we all know, that's been canceled. If any of you have made reservations for this spring game at GoPSURV, please contact Mark at 800-519-8467. He'll take care of everything for you. And for those of you who've entered the raffle for the free RV for the blue-white game, would like to announce that GoPSURV is going to offer that free RV for the first regular season game in the fall. So that's an even better prize. So if you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. And we all look forward to seeing you in the fall. That's the message from GoPSURV. All right, Dustin, you ready to talk some Big Ten recruiting?
Yeah, and I think we touched on, I think, the general theme of this, which is basically, you know, Ohio State has had a stranglehold on this league for a while. And you weren't quite sure in the transition from Urban Meyer to Ryan Day if that was going to continue or not. And I think we've seen proof on the field last year, and we've seen proof certainly on the recruiting trail that suggests they're still the same force to be reckoned with. And I think maybe you could even make the case that Ryan Day has taken the program, I don't know about to another level, but into the future. And, you know, the question, I guess what it comes down to is, who in the league can close the gap, and what is that going to require? It's going to be really hard to out-recruit Ohio State. Ohio State is on that short list of three or four teams in the country that are elite of the elite when it comes to recruiting, and elite of the elite when it comes to the product on the field. And just from a recruiting perspective, since James Franklin arrived until 2014, Ohio State has had the Big Ten's best recruiting class six out of those 7 years, and I think Michigan might have topped them. I think that was a team that topped them once, but it wasn't by much. So they're this juggernaut, and the whole purpose of why we're here is what needs to happen for that gap to close.
Can I start out with the positive Penn State spin?
Yeah, I would expect no less from you.
Well, you know, one of the things, you've got to look at this to overtake Ohio State or reach Alabama level or Clemson level, it's the chicken and the egg. Do you win first and then do better recruiting, or do you do better recruiting and then win? And what I believe is this coming season is an opportunity for Penn State, not necessarily to take over recruiting-wise, but maybe actually get the win against Ohio State that could flip the story a little bit. Here are the reasons why. Ohio State, first of all, they do have Justin Fields, their quarterback, back. But they do lose a lot of top players. I mean, they've got a couple of players who are from their defense that are going to be top five draft picks. When the NFL draft happens, they are losing some talent. Penn State returns a lot of talent. They return a lot of talent on offense. We know there's a lot of big-time players on defense. The one hole I think we all see is at wide receiver. They need some people to step up. And the other advantage is Penn State has Ohio State at home. And more than likely, that will be the whiteout game. That is the opportunity, I believe, for James Franklin and his team to flip the story on Ohio State. We know Ohio State has the huge recruiting advantage this year, but it's a big win like that. Win the East Division of the Big Ten and get a Big Ten championship and the playoffs. That could turn everything around. How's that for the positive spin, Dusty?
I've got, I think, more positive spin if we're going to keep going in that direction.
Let's do it.
So I mean, really, what the way things stand right now, or you've got Penn State and Michigan, and probably to a lesser extent, Wisconsin as viable contenders to Ohio State. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Yes.
Of that group, Penn State recruits better than Wisconsin. They're probably always going to recruit better than Wisconsin and get more dynamic talent than Wisconsin does. What Wisconsin has in its favor is that they've got their tried and true system. They're among the best in the country at recruiting to their system, you know, no matter how many 4 stars, 5 stars, whatever they have. So Penn State is the closest, you know, of those two on the recruiting front. Michigan, I think Penn State and Michigan are roughly on the same level when it comes to the recruiting classes that they're bringing in. The difference, I think, between them is that Ohio State has kind of a mind stranglehold on Michigan right now, where they don't have that on Penn State. Penn State isn't intimidated by Ohio State. They're not backing down from Ohio State. They don't have this incredible pressure on them to beat Ohio State to justify their coaching position or anything like that. They don't have that same kind of rivalry dynamic where it's your season is a failure unless you beat Ohio State. So Penn State is in, of that group, the most, I would say, comfortable position. They have not backed down from Ohio State at all. Over the years, you know, you've seen them play some of their best football, even in losing efforts against Ohio State. So I think Penn State is positioned here that, you know, to get to your chicken and egg point, all you can really do for Penn State to get where they want to go, they have to beat Ohio State. And if they beat Ohio State, you know, years where they are playing Ohio State at home are really helpful, like the one coming up. So if you are able to do that, you're probably in the college football playoff conversation. And for Penn State to get to that next level, they're recruiting really, really well. They're playing really, really well. They have to, in order to get to the next level, they need a momentum generating moment like they did against Ohio State in 2016. If they get that, if they get into that big, onto the big stage and play in the college football playoff, now we're talking about Penn State in a little different way. Now we're taking another small step toward, you know, maybe being on that elite level. I think it all starts with beating Ohio State on the field. That's what I think.
I think you're exactly right, Dustin. And, you know, we're talking about two different items that are very closely related, winning on the field and recruiting. And each one leads to the other. But there's a picture for this coming season that we highlighted for Penn State's on the field, where with the home field advantage, the whiteout advantage, that they could get that win against Ohio State. Now when you flip it over and take a look at the recruiting, and if you look at the current recruiting for this season, the gap between Ohio State and Penn State is much larger in the recruiting world than on the field. Ohio State, 14 commits, 12 of them are either 4-star or 5-stars. Penn State has just 2 commits. And, you know, there's a lot of reason for that, the coaching turnover and so on. And under normal circumstances, you wouldn't be too concerned because every recruiting season's a little bit different when you get your momentum. But how about this for a momentum changer? Ohio State, they're going to recruit well no matter what. Penn State, I think this season, how about if they were to get a dynamic quarterback, someone like Caleb Williams? How much would that change the narrative on recruiting for Penn State?
I think I'm not sure about the narrative as much as if you get a guy like that as the centerpiece of your class, I think it helped your chances to get other elite guys. You know, elite guys tend to try to want to join up with other elite guys, right? And Penn State didn't have a ton of elite guys, and even in the previous cycle. You know, 2020 was supposed to be, we've talked about this a lot, but it was supposed to be a year where they put it all together on the recruiting front. It was going to be James Franklin's best recruiting cycle. Yet it didn't turn out to be that way. But I think getting a guy like Caleb Williams, getting any 5-star or multiple 5-stars, tends to change the entire face of your recruiting class. I don't know about the narrative as much as that. I'm not concerned about two commits so far. I think Penn State will close that gap. I think they're in it with a lot of guys. I'm not concerned about them. But Ohio State's gap is going to only grow this cycle. I don't think anybody's catching them. They've got the number one class in the country. They've got, you know, 12, 4, and 5 stars. They've got, you know, 11 or 12 guys who rank among the top 150, regardless of position in the country. Like, this is a, even for Ohio State standard, this is a elite, this is an elite recruiting class. And I don't think anybody's going to keep up with them there, but I don't think it changes what Penn State's mission is. You know, I think Ohio State, I think they relish the opportunity to squash Michigan. I think to a certain extent, they don't like running into a Penn State team like they have the past few years, because it's Penn State doesn't have anything to lose against them, you know, and I think that's an interesting and dangerous position. Michigan has something to lose when they play Ohio State. Penn State only has something to gain in that game, and that's the way that they've played. Ultimately, it's kind of been shown that they haven't had quite enough, but having a home field advantage can help close that gap. You get that win, you start to springboard towards the college football playoff, and now we're talking about being able to change the dynamic on a more long-term, more on a bigger picture basis.
Two quick things on that, Dustin. With Penn State, and I'm being the glass half full kind of guy, Penn State has blown large leads against Ohio State multiple times. Now, obviously, that's disappointing, but the plus side to it is they are unafraid of Ohio State. They feel like they can beat them and that they should have beaten them. I think that's an important psychological aspect to this. The second, And I was just going to say, the second part to it, when I brought up the idea of Caleb Williams, an elite quarterback recruit, it goes back to our other discussion about how important that position is in getting to the playoffs. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think having a dual threat five-star guy is something that Penn State hasn't had. Now, they've gotten five-star play out of guys, you know, like Trace McSorley, but I do think that Penn State is in maybe the best position to close the gap in the Big Ten. I think playing them at home this year is big. I think Penn State has recruited just fine, but I think there's still room to grow, you know, in both respects. And beating Ohio State is really a key, particularly this year, to try to get Penn State where they want to go, which is in that top four, in that college football playoff hunt. So we'll see. A lot more to talk about on that front in the coming weeks. We're going to shift gears to Penn State hoops after this quick break.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.